Christmas gift?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Can I take them?
If you haven't already, if you could just turn off your cell phones and put them on silent before we get started. You may have already done that. So with that, the head coach of the U.S. men's national team, Jürgen Klinsmann. Jürgen, your thought tonight?
Well, I think the first half we were doing quite well in terms of possession and moving the ball around. I think what we were lacking was kind of in the final third to create more chance to get down to the end line, to get crosses in, which we kind of trained on and wanted to do that. Second half was more open. I think either team could have scored a goal, especially in the last couple of minutes on both sides. So I think overall it's fine, the result. We are now in the process of 18, 19 days of a lot of work, and now we're obviously looking forward for the qualifiers.
Open it up for questions.
DJ? Coach, what do you take from this that you're going to apply to Antigua and Barbuda on Friday?
Well, I mean, what we expect is a team that will try to defend as hard as they can and then speculate on counter breaks, and I think maybe a little bit similar to the first half. You know, I think Canada did a better job second half opening up and coming more out and playing their own game a bit. I think first half they were sitting back and reacting to what we were doing. We need to break that team down on Friday, you know, keep the tempo up, you know, combining a little bit faster than we did today and creating more chances. And it all goes with tempo, with speed, and so hopefully we have that then on Friday. And I think we are eager now to start that qualifying campaign.
Coach, two new players in your back line tonight, Castillo and Goodson. How did they fit in?
I mean, we so far in that 18-19 days period, we are really pleased with everyone involved in the process. Edgar got thrown in because of Fabian Johnson having a calf problem. We hope that this will be fixed until Friday, obviously. But it was funny in the pregame talk, you know, I said, you know, just the guys that are not on the roster, just always remind yourself to bring your cleats, you know. You never know what happens in the warm up, you know, and suddenly the message comes and, you know, he goes to play it down in warm up, and from being actually not even on the roster, he's jumped in and being a starter because he's the ideal, obviously, sub for Fabian, and I think he did well, you know. He actually had a quite a hard training session this morning, all the players that were not on the roster. Clarence, we know what we have with Clarence. I mean, we have the luxury of having four very, very good center backs, you know, with Carlos Bocanegra, the captain, playing for Rangers. We have Goods playing for Sporting Lisbon and Clarence for a very good team in Denmark, and Jeff Cameron is pounding at the door. You know, he's doing extremely well with Houston and had a very strong January camp. So what we're trying to do, and you saw that then also in the second half, that we kind of get them also playing time, you know, everyone involved. And it makes it more difficult for us coaches then to decide, you know, who's going to be then the duo then on Friday as center backs. So he did well and he kind of built his case. That's what I tell them, build your case and have strong performances.
After the game against Brazil, you said you wanted the team to be a little nastier, maybe more physical, but you also said that you're working on pace for the last couple of days. How would you rate that?
Well, I think first half was okay. Second half, you see that, you know, I mean, that game on Wednesday, that cost a lot of energy. I mean, they were chasing the game almost the whole game because we got down 2-0 in the beginning, and the field really today didn't help much to keep the ball flowing on the ground for both teams, you know. And I think they tried, but we can clearly see now that we have 18, 19 hard working days in the legs, you know, and even if having kind of controlled in the first half a bit the game, we didn't really create enough chances out of that. So it's a work in progress. It's hopefully going to be all right on Friday.
Alden?
Coaches, what is your favorite team to go into the final round? How do you merit Canada's play?
How do I see Canada? Yeah. Canada, I think they proved tonight that they're right there. They are highly competitive and they give you everything they have, and they will make it difficult for every team to play against. So as neighbors, we keep our fingers crossed for them that they go through their group and we go through our group, and then we both go hopefully through the next group. That would be ideal, I think, you know. And I think tonight, especially second half, they did a very good job.
Well, can you talk about the play of Clint Dempsey in his return to the starting lineup?
Well, Clint, I think we all could see that it will still take him time to get back in a rhythm. He doesn't have that rhythm yet. You know, he came on for 25-30 minutes against Brazil, and I just told him, try to get your rhythm, try to get back into the game. The same today. He's trying to catch up the whole last 2.5 weeks, you know, because of his groin injury. And it will still take time, so we hope that every day is another little step. He's not there yet where he was before the injury, which is normal. This is normal. So what he needs is these type of games, matches, and build on that. Obviously, when he's fully fit and when he's far more in a moving role, then, you know, we are even more dangerous.
Last question,
Coach. Why did you go with the 4-4-2, and what did you learn?
Well, I mean, we kind of switch a bit systems throughout the game, depending, you know, who's playing what role. You know, at the end, we ended up then in a 4-3-2-1, 4-3-1-2, basically, with Clint underneath, Hercules or Wondo in that moment, and last couple of minutes, and Josie Altidore. I think, you know, we saw that against Scotland, and having Michael and Jermaine in a more advanced role as central midfielders and Mo sitting there worked out very well. So we're trying different ways of doing it. Obviously, we have to see, you know, what roles plays Landon when he's on the right, and Jose Torres, extremely gifted technical player, on the left if he plays, and now having Clint coming back into this whole mixture. So we're trying different ways of finding creativity and finding solutions and finding more more determination in the last final third, you know, the great stuff. So if it's now in a 4-4-2, if it's in a diamond or in whatever role, it doesn't really matter.
Thank you, Coach. So the mix zone will be just outside the
lock.
Yeah.
Just one.
Thank you.